It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Claudio Abbado, a conductor whose refined interpretations of a large symphonic and operatic repertoire won him the directorships of several of the world's most revered musical institutions, including La Scala, the London Symphony Orchestra, the Vienna State Opera, and the Berlin Philharmonic, has died at his home in Bologna, Italy. He was 80 years old. Raffaella Gramado, a spokeswoman for the Bologna mayor's office, announced the death without giving a specific cause, saying it followed a long illness. President Giorgio Napolitano of Italy paid tribute to the conductor in a statement, saying Mr. Abbado had honored the great musical tradition of our country in Europe and all over the world. La Scala's orchestra, with Daniel Barenboim conducting, plans to play the funeral march from Beethoven's Third Symphony in the empty La Scala Hall, where Mr. Abbado spent so many happy evenings in tribute to him. After 15 months, the locked-out and unemployed Minnesota Orchestra members are back at work, or will be soon. For more than a year, the Minnesota Orchestra players battled with board members over contracts, unable to come to any agreement until a dozen low-key meetings and fatigue on both sides ended the longest work stoppage in U.S. orchestra history. Interviews with the insiders reveal a renewed sense of cooperation and flexibility, producing a contract that'll put musicians back on stage at Orchestra Hall starting February 7th. Musicians made concessions on the issue of paying substitute players and health care costs and accepted that the contract would in its first year achieve only $3.5 million of a hoped-for $5 million in savings. Dick Sizek, a former orchestra president, said he felt the deal was a reasonable compromise. The Super Bowl will have a touch of the classical this year. Opera star Renee Fleming will sing the national anthem before the game. The four-time Grammy winner will perform before the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks play at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on February 2nd. Fleming's the first opera star to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. In recent years, it's been performed mainly by a mix of pop and country stars. Known as the People's Diva, the soprano recently received the National Medal of Arts, the highest honor the government gives to artists. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.